We definitely got after it today, and you know, after a loss, I think we deserve to, you know, compete a little bit, get up and down, and work out some kinks. So yeah, it was a good session. It's tough, but I think it's what we needed.
What was the washout from this evening
again? You know, we just felt like, you know, we've been kind of inconsistent lately. You know, whether it's between quarters or between games, you know, some games we're playing great, and then we have like these dips that we gotta, you know, kind of come together and grow as a team and improve on. So. You know, we felt that we didn't play very well until about the fourth quarter, and you know, we were able to make it a game, but we just kind of ran out of time. So I think from Trev's standpoint, and you know, from our standpoint as a team, we just got to work on building consistency.
Is it fair to say that inconsistency is stretched onto the practice court as well, and that's where it's sort of going to start?
You know, I think at times, I think that you know, today was a very competitive session, and I think that's kind of what we've been missing. You know, some guys getting after each other and pushing each other, and you know. Might get chippy at sometimes, but I think that you know, that's exactly what you need. And yeah, like I said, today was a great session for us, and I think we got better.
That replacing the starting five early in the piece, did that send a message to the rest of the team, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think we've had a couple games now where we started out kind of flat, and you know, Trev just felt like he wanted to make a statement and change early. And you know, fortunately, I think that the guys that came off the bench were ready to go, and we were able to kind of get us back into it. But you know, I think that's a focus for us, is you know, getting off to stronger starts and avoiding having to make a change that early.
It's pretty even competition this year amongst the top teams. How important is this festive season? People look to their sport. I think there's the Boxing Day Test match, and the soccer keeps going. Obviously, basketball's a big thing. You only get one day off, you get Christmas Day off, and then you're back training. How important is it to get through that period and still play really good ball?
Yeah, it's important. You know, it's tough because, I mean, guys got families. And, you know, my college coach used to hate Christmas. We used to call him the Grinch because, you know, everybody's going home and wants to just eat and sit around and be with family. But, you know, we got to remember that we got a job to do, and we're still in the middle of a season. We're going through an important stretch right now. So, you know, we're going to take the time, obviously, to celebrate Christmas. But, yeah, the day before and day after, we'll be getting after it and making sure we're staying focused.
I think last year around this time, did you go back to California?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, James and I were able to go back to California and had a couple of days. So, you know, we didn't come back too strong from that Christmas break. So I think Trev, you know, kind of cut that out this year. But, yeah, you know, it's good. You know, I obviously would like to be home, but, you know, this is my job, and we're happy to be doing it. So.
The season being so condensed this year and so many games coming up in a short period of time, how much different is that this year, and how do you combat that?
It's good. I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, really taking care of our bodies. You know, when you got a lot of games back to back, I think we're going through a stretch where we got, you know, 5 games in 11 days. You know, it's really important that we take care of our bodies, and you know, we're going a little deeper into our bench than we were last year. So, you know, it's just about staying ready and staying healthy. And, you know, keeping that energy both mentally and physically. So.
Melbourne, last time, yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
exactly. It's hard work.
Melbourne last time, obviously, struggled a bit in that game. What do you need to do differently this time?
Yeah, well, I think last time we played in Melbourne, like I was talking about, we kind of got off to a slow start, and, you know, we really didn't start clicking until about the third quarter. And, you know, for us, you know, we just got to step on the gas pedal right away. We can't afford, especially this year, we can't afford to let teams get out to an early jump on us. So I think that's going to be a focus for us, to get off to a good start and continue to play the way we usually play, which is high energy on both sides of the ball.
What have you made of your backcourt this season?
Yeah, they're pretty talented. I mean, 1 through 10, I think that you could say they're one of the, on paper, they're one of the most talented teams in the league. So they got, you know, really good import and McRae and, you know, a lot of really talented guys around him. So, yeah, the backcourt's very good, and so is their frontcourt. So we got to be ready for it.